Welcome to Module 4 of the chapter, Why Do We Need a Parliament? In this module, we are going to discuss who are the people in the parliament. So children, all the members in the parliament are known as MPs, means members of parliament, except the President of India. Later, all these members of parliament are divided into different categories. These categories are the Rajya Sabha MPs, the Lok Sabha MPs. These Rajya Sabha MPs and the Lok Sabha MPs are further divided into followings: Prime Minister, Council of Ministers, other ministers, Lok Sabha Speaker, Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Leader of Opposition and other MPs. Next, we can see that the Council of Ministers and other ministers are also divided into different groups. First one is Cabinet Ministers, second one State Ministers, third one State Ministers with Independent Charges, and the last one is Deputy Ministers. We can further divide these ministers according to their departments. For example, Home Minister, Finance Minister, Railway Minister, HRD Minister, and so on. We can also answer the question, who are the people in Parliament, in some other ways. According to it, following are the people in the Parliament: representatives of national political parties, representatives of regional political parties, representatives of religious communities, representatives of generals, OBCs, SCs, and STs, and lastly, the representatives of women. I hope now you have understood that who are the people in the parliament. With this, I would like to end up the module as well as the chapter, Why Do We Need a Parliament? Thank you. All the best.